Welcome back to Flashy News. This is Trista with yet another discussion. A lot of you have been asking me to make things more personal, asking questions like, who are you really? Or what are you like? But the one I wanted to talk about is from my fan, Jake Erke. Recently, I was asked, what is your greatest accomplishment? I honestly had no idea what I was going to say. I couldn't even recall what I had for dinner the night before. But one thing that stuck out to me was my school life. Then I got to thinking, what was I even like in class?
How many years have you known me for?
Three or four years.
Okay. You remember how I was back then?
Yeah, I do.
How would you describe that?
Very quiet, to yourself, weird, like more than now. Kind of a jerk too at the same time.
Could you tell me if you've seen any improvement over those 4 years?
Oh, yeah. I remember the first time you were really quiet and you hardly ever smiled. I remember at first you always scowled all the time when you were a freshman. And now it's like you're just bubbly and confident and smile all the time. So I've seen a lot of growth in that area. From when you were a freshman, and that's good to see.
What would you say would be my skills that I've developed over the years?
You're super organized and an exceptional leader. You've got the qualities that make people want to follow and follow your lead because you're really confident. You exude this persona of knowing exactly what you're doing and that, you know, you don't wobble on, you know, iffy things. You kind of take the bull by the horns and go with it. Like when we were doing the flowers, selling the flowers a couple of years ago, I guess.
The people who knew me the most all had roughly the same answer as they remembered me when they first met me. From freshman year and younger, I was not the person who I am today. I couldn't even believe that I was like that. And soon, I was questioning everything. How did I go from being shy and closed off to being the way I am now? What even made me be the way I was? Was there more improvements I made over time?
How did you view me as a student in your class?
I thought you were great as a student. It was really fun having you in class. You had a good attitude and worked well with other students. You knew your stuff, you paid attention, and I just thought really good example for other students to see.
Did you face any problems with me in your class, like whether or not I was doing my work too fast or doing something off topic?
Doing your work way too fast and doing it too well. Those are some problems that you had. Yeah. Those are some things. Doing too well on quizzes, you know, being a show off, like, oh yeah, another 100%. Woo! Something like that. Like that was terrible. Yeah. I remember that. No, I don't remember anything being an issue like that. No.
Okay.
My memories of you in class were that you were inquisitive, you were not afraid to ask questions. If you were curious about something or didn't understand something, you were a hard worker. You always tried to complete your assignments to the best of your ability. You communicated well in terms of, you know, letting me know if you were having trouble with something or needed an extension with some things. And you were also very smiley And so those are my memories of Miss Clay in modern U.S. history.
Do you notice, like, any way that I've kind of grown in my school life?
Yeah. Usually, because what I remember is that you would be, like, a procrastinator and you'd wait till the last minute. But now you usually get stuff done and you're, like, really focused. And also, I think that transferred as a person because now you're more open-minded and you're not as judgmental and you're pretty chill to hang out with.
Okay.
But to answer my question from earlier, I would say my greatest accomplishment is always improving to be the better person I can be, even in school. Maybe I was overthinking my answer, looking for something that said I accomplished something, like a trophy or an award, but what if accomplishments aren't always something shown, but rather things that you use every day, like learning a difficult language or finally letting someone in and giving trust that you never would think you could give? This is Trista, signing off.